It's eat, drink, talk.
Yum, yummy.
The wine is uncorked, the bourbon neat, the apps are on the table.
Yum,
and here comes the main course.
Yum, yummy.
Welcome to Eat, Drink, Talk. I'm Carolyn McLean alongside Rick Redding, and we have taken the show on the road to Bart. We're in Bardstown, Kentucky, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't decide which thing to drink here. They're being so nice to us here at Bardstown Bourbon Company.
Well, we're at the Bottle and Bond restaurant, which is the first full restaurant and bar on the Bourbon Trail, and it just opened 8 weeks ago, so I feel completely special with all the food. And I mean, it looks like a party at our table.
No, they brought out every drink on the menu, I think, and everything from the starter menu is right in front of us. I like the gnocchi.
Yes.
Taco.
Yes.
You?
Well, you already took mine.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're going to talk more about this menu in depth.
Tiki guy drink.
So we're drinking out of a
zombie.
Yes, and he looks like Ernest Hemingway. It is festive in here, and beautiful, and clean, and neat, and feng shui, and I think it's going to be a hit. Right now, it's sort of organic and, you know, almost like a soft opening of a restaurant while they're fine-tuning everything, but I feel like it is already fine-tuned. What about you?
We're among the first. I was here 2 years ago when they sort of opened the distillery part of the place, and now they've added this very cool restaurant, and they've had some great people involved,
mm-hmm.
know what they're doing, and we've just discovered they know what they're doing in the kitchen.
Well, and we had a little teaser before the food. We went on a distillery tour, and we got to put our hands in that mash, and we tasted the mash. You didn't? I don't think you turned your nose up. I guess it's a
mash.
Yeah, it's not. I thought it was cool though, and I know I've become more of a bourbon drinker because I thought it was good. And you, so.
Well, you're going to hear a lot if you listen to this show about what goes on here at the Bardstown Bourbon Company. A very unique approach,
mm-hmm.
the business, and it's just an outstanding thing right here in Bardstown. But before we get into the show, we are going to have one of the guys behind the whole thing, David Mandel, as our guest on the show.
Mm-hmm. David's the president and CEO of the Bardstown Bourbon Company, which the concept, we're going to let David talk more about it, but. Oh, this is a boozy milkshake. Oh, my gosh. Gosh. We're going to have to put a lot of pictures on the website for this.
All right. So the show, for those of you who've never done this show on the road before, this is Eat, Drink, Talk. You can find us at eatdrinktalk.net. And it's a tremendous source of information about restaurants and bars.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
But today we're going to talk about custom whiskey production, a very unique concept in Bardstown, Kentucky. But first, we should thank our sponsor, 4th Street Live.
4th Street Live is on board, and I'm certain that... what are they going on?
Well, we've been promoting Nelly. We've been promoting... Nelly's been coming, but then you know what happened? Nelly's promoter double-booked Nelly. So Nelly should have already been at 4th Street Live. Now Nelly is coming August 25th. All right. So, folks, he'll be here. And then karaoke is new. It's like not just a normal karaoke, though. It's karaoke with a live band for folks that like to sing. And then
you get to get up in front of the live band just like on the TV.
Would you do it?
No.
I've heard you sing on the show when I don't put you on the spot, and you're pretty good. He does a Rod Stewart impersonation. It's hilarious. So, okay, so 4th Street Live, we also want to mention Chris Granger's coming, Hot Country Nights.
Granger Smith.
Get
his name right.
Granger, that's what happens when you test bourbon before you do a show.
Granger Smith, he has written a book by what he calls his alter ego. It's like redneck jokes.
Okay. He doesn't look like a redneck. He's kind of a hot little country music singer.
Yeah.
I know you don't like to call other guys hot, but, you know. You got to get over that, Rick. We got to get... All right.
But it's country music down on 4th Street Live. Granger Smith's good. It's a really good show. He was on the Bachelorette.
I told you that. Yeah.
So it's got to be a hot factor in that.
All right. I want to get back to my 120,000 barrels that are rolling around here at the Bardstown Bourbon Company. So let's get the show on the road so that we can get to David Mandel and some of his staffers, and we can talk about what's going on. because it's pretty special.
We'll be back to talk to David right after this message.
If you're looking for quality food, fun bars, and several nightlife hotspots, 4th Street Live is the place for you. Not only is it located in the heart of downtown Louisville, but each of these venues are just a few steps apart. Come enjoy an afternoon meal with your family, watch the next big game, or bring your friends for a fun night out. Head over to 4th Street Live and see for yourself.
And we're back at the Bardstown Bourbon Company with the...
with rosy cheeks.
We're getting a little happy because they've force-fed us all these wonderful drinks from the bar. And we're joined by David Mandel and Dan Calloway, who we'll hear about in just a sec.
Well, Louisville folks know Dan because he was the general manager at DECA in Louisville. And they stole him. They got him.
How did they get you to leave?
You know, I was just excited about the vision here. David came up and we met and he showed me around and showed me what I could be a part of down here. It was a tough decision to leave DECA. I think this is the best restaurant in Louisville, but I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
So Bottle and Bond opened 8 weeks. How's it going, David Mandel, president and CEO?
Thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate you coming in. It is going phenomenally well. Certainly much better than we ever even expected. But, you know, we have created an experience here that brings together the community of Bardstown with all the people on the trail and mixes food and bourbon and great cocktails and wine. We're just so excited about what's happening here right in the bourbon capital of the world.
I'm excited about what I'm – tell the folks what I'm sipping on right now, David, that you just so graciously brought to the table.
Yeah, we are filling you guys up. So that is one of our boozy milkshakes, one of our signature items there. Absolutely indulgent. And so that is the caramel apple pie. What's in that, Dan?
The caramelized apple. We use a partner brand of ours, someone we produce here, Jefferson's Bourbon, on top of it, with sliced Granny Smith apples, some pecans, caramel. One of the mix. Everything is delicious about milkshake bourbon.
Boy.
Rick and I are like, we don't want to do the show. We want to keep eating and drinking.
Keep drinking this thing.
I want to just start at the beginning and talk about the fact this is a custom whiskey production. Like this. Tell us about what the Bardstown Bourbon Company is.
So Bardstown Bourbon Company is a celebration of the whole craft of making whiskey in this great community that's helped bring it to the world. And we like to say no made-up stories, no hidden legends. You come here and you really get close to the making process as possible. But then with Bottle and Bond Kitchen and Bar, what we wanted to do is we wanted to have the people on this side as good at the making the experience of enjoying whiskey and bourbon as good as our team is on making it on that side. And we built the business starting with a complete custom whiskey production program. And so that program we produce for about 20 customers. Many of the brands that you know on the shelf, we produce now going forward here, complete custom production. And it's a unique niche in the market.
Tease the folks. Let them know some of those bourbons and whiskeys and ryes that you're distilling here.
Sure. So we do a lot of different productions here for those 20 customers. But some of the brands that you would know, Jefferson's Bourbon, a great partner of ours, Western Spirits, 1776, Stoley's Kentucky Ale. There are so many. High West, Nelson Greenbrier. It really is exceptional, and it's really amazing what's happening in the distillery when you have that many people working together with you on different products. The kind of innovation it pushes, it strives for us to be better in the distillery too. So we've got one of the most technically advanced bourbon distilleries in the country right here in Bardstown.
But it's, I mean, to the point of the menu, it's the whole thing is an experience. So it's bourbon, it's food, it's the food journey, 200 vintage whiskeys. Can you speak to that?
Sure. Fred Minnick, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with him, fantastic bourbon writer. He curated over 200 whiskeys for us and is still building, bringing in new products. They go all the way back to 1892. Some of the most exciting stories in bourbon history are present in these bottles. And you can come, you can try them by the pour, you can see the bottle, and you can have something that you absolutely cannot find anywhere else.
All right, so on the spot, there's all these really rare bourbons. You can order them by the drink. What's the most expensive one?
That would be 1892 Cedarbrook out of the Brer, $2,500 for the ounce.
What? Wait, did you said $2,500?
$1,892. So
it's old stuff. Well, it's very cool, but there's a lot of things less expensive. We're having some collaboration.
Let's taste this one.
And what is a collaboration?
Collaboration is a fantastic product. It is our first release. It's a collaboration with Copper and Kings Distillery in Louisville. This is
a
10-year bourbon finished in Muscat Estelle barrels.
That is phenomenal, by the way. I just took a sip while Chef Dan was speaking.
I took a sip too, and it was tremendous.
Smooth.
Very so smooth. The Muscat Estelle just gives it an incredible finish. The 94 proof is the perfect spot for it. We're so proud of this product.
It's really amazing. Is the idea for this collaboration started over dinner with the owner of Copper and Kings, and it's transformed now into a whole series. So we are going to be releasing our collaborative series, which tell the story of our master distiller, Steve Nally, formerly Maker's Mark Master Distiller, working with other great brands and companies to produce really neat products. So we have this collaboration. We have one with a great winemaker that's coming out of Napa Valley, a neat rum house out of Martinique, an Armagnac house out of France, some really exciting things. And they're all limited edition, but they're exceptional products.
It's all everything we do here, I think, is amazing. But I want to talk a little bit about the future. You talked to us about the idea of Bardstown as a tourist destination. It's on the bourbon trail, but like there's no place to stay here. And you guys are talking about a fancy new hotel down here. Tell me about that.
We are, and that's phase two of our plans. Yeah. But like everything, you know, the funny thing is people say, you know, they're fascinated. We're not even 2 years old, you know, and we've built it. So we do move quickly, but we try to move at a pace where we don't make mistakes. So we are planning for the hotel. We're looking at a boutique project here on the property. We have 100 acres, and we'd be looking somewhere in the range of 80 to 100 rooms that would be able to accommodate the visitor that would stay and then use Bardstown as a break-off point on the trail. So you'd come here, stay with us, have dinner and bottle and bond, go explore the other distilleries, come back, and then move on. And that's one of the things that's really missing on the trail right now.
David, I liked what you said when we were taking the tour, that it's not pretentious. Mm-hmm. So even though it's elegant, it's still fun.
You know, and it's funny. That is exactly the philosophy we wanted. We didn't want a place where you felt like you come in and you're greeted by the whiskey snob or by, you know, we all know what that's like, right? We all know what it's like to feel like talked down to at a restaurant. And so, you know, personally, it's one of the things that I really dislike. And so we wanted a place here where there's no dress code. This is an elegant place. It's beautiful, but it's fun. It's inviting. It's approachable. You know, it's great cocktails, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. We make exceptional food. We make great cocktails, but we've got a tiki program. We just won the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, the leading competition in the country. We just won the cocktail competition with Dan Calloway dressed up as Dr. Frankenstein's monster. And Randy as Dr. Frankenstein rolling out a cart that was smoking. And, you know, we made the cocktail with the collaboration, but that embodied who we are. Like, we're having fun, and we're having a great time.
So the thing is, though, you can come and learn. All my friends that listen to the show outside of Kentucky, Rick, they always say, tell me about this, tell me that, in regards to bourbon. Uh-huh. And I'm like, you just come to, you know, this is the perfect place to bring a newbie to.
Exactly.
I mean, absolutely. And the other thing that we really looked at here was, you know, a lot of people are traveling with people that don't want to just drink bourbon all day long, and there's nothing wrong with that. For example, you also might want to have a cocktail outside. You might not want to be drinking bourbon all afternoon. So it's a way to introduce people, because when you come to Ball and Bond, we've got everything. We have a full bar. We have great cocktails. We have an amazing wine program. We have craft beer. So if you're coming with a whole group of people, you might be enjoying one of your favorite bourbons, and they can have a great rosé.
Well, this is I could see this place, having been through the tour, you know, 2 years ago, you had already had a double, I guess, quadruple, as Steve told me, the production level. So there must be some unmet need that you stepped in and handled for all these 20 bourbons, and I understand you're turning people back.
Well, and the program sold out. The unmet need was called exceptional customer service, you know, and creating great products. And so what we did is we basically took custom production to the levels where you have it in other industries and brought it to whiskey where it didn't exist before. And so that's what companies want. And then, of course, the whole point behind Bottle and Bond and the destination experience here is that you can celebrate where your product comes from. So for many of these brands that didn't have a, quote, home, they now have a home, which is why we're so picky about who we produce with. It's why it's exclusive, and it's why it's sold out.
I was just thinking, though, the food is all from scratch, and we barely scratch the menu. Wait, can you hand me the menu, though? I just want to make sure that Rick doesn't give me a wrap or a hook. You guys keep chatting it up.
No wrap or hook. And
we'll keep drinking. You guys keep chatting.
Well, David, tell me about how you assembled this team. Well, the dance part of it, because the chef is special and all your people.
I'm glad you went there because that's the team is the story of this place, and it is how we have brought together the best people here from Steve Nally and John Hargrove on the distilling side, Garnett Black, Dan Lynn, Dan Calloway, John Donnelly. But this team in the kitchen, so Felix Mazzo is our executive chef from the Greenbrier, but we did a program with the State Department. We brought together 20 students. They are culinary students from South Africa, India, the Philippines. We have three houses we rent. We furnish them. We provide transportation and an educational program, and they work with us in the kitchen. They work with us in the facility, and then they get to take what they learn home back to their respective countries. And so they, in effect, are becoming bourbon ambassadors. Mm-hmm. And it's really an amazing program. We couldn't do it without it because the talent base in Bardstown, 40 minutes from Louisville, is not there. So we had to get really creative.
But you, I mean, like, guys, you don't get to see everything, right? Because it's a 30-minute show that we record. But we were all sitting, all the folks he just mentioned, Rick and I, were sitting around this table eating and drinking like an episode of No Reservations. And I love these people. They're so salt of the earth. But what a good mix of people from out of town and in town. You just put together a great synergy.
One of the things that I think it's important in business is not only to keep evolving all the time, but you have to bring in the best talent, and you have to pay for it, and there is no skimping there. And paying for it doesn't just mean with dollars. It is about the culture that you create. It's about the program, the benefits, and giving people the opportunity to be creative, to explore, to grow. That's what I mean. And so that's what we have done here, and that's what we're doing, and that's how we get the group, because I'm going to be very straight. I've never ran, you know, I'm the founder of the company. I never ran a restaurant. I've never run a bar. I've never built a distillery. But we have a vision, and we're executing it. We're executing it by bringing in the best people in each part of the business and giving them the freedom to run with it within the vision that we have laid out. And we're seeing it come together, and come together very quickly.
Yeah, it's just an amazing facility. I think I can imagine it being in Louisville, but it's down here in Bardstown, and it makes for a good road trip for anybody who wants to come down here and see that. But I'm curious, assembling the team. When you tell somebody from a big city that's got a big time job, that the job's in Bardstown, Kentucky, what do you use to sell it?
I'll tell you, Dan can tell you, because he was one of the people we went after right here. But how do we sell it? We bring, and he can elaborate on this, but come in and see it and explain to them, you know, what we're doing here, how they fit in, and what their opportunity is for growth. And what is here is your opportunity, how you're going to contribute, and here's what we expect of you, and here's what you get, will get back from us. And I think people see that and they understand it, and you've got to come here. That's one of the things I tell people is you can't really understand what we're building here until you see it in person.
I got to jump in because I asked Rick, because he said we were going to Bardstown to do the show. We don't normally go out of the studio for various reasons. I said, I don't understand. Wait, they're a distillery? They're not a distillery? Who are they? But the minute I started going on the tour, it was... I got it. You do have to come and see it for yourself.
All right. Well, let's let Dan answer that question. You know, because you had a pretty nice job in Louisville and close to where you
They lived. Lured him away.
And you bought into the commute and all that. What made you do that?
And you don't have to give him like the answer that you think is going to make me happy. You just tell him why.
Come on, his boss is sitting here, Rick. What is he going to say?
No. You just answer it the way you would answer it.
Honestly, I had what I would call a dream job in Louisville, running what I would say the best restaurant in the city. And it's just, honestly, and you can hear it just listening to David, everything he's saying is true, and he backs it up with his actions, and it is a chance to be a part of something. And obviously, like how you referenced leaving Louisville, and this place could fit in Louisville, I think it's better. We're holding the bar standard, the bar team I brought in, we hold ourselves to a national standard. I know the level that's out there, and we are trying to beat that level. So it's a challenge. It's an opportunity to build something really special, and it's exciting. I wanted to jump on board on of what is going on here on the early stages, so took a risk and came down. It's been incredible.
I love a calculated risk. I take them all the time. So congratulations, really.
And I think another great example is John Hargrove, who's our executive director of distilling operations. He was an absolute superstar over at Barton Brands. And, you know, it took some time to recruit him and to show him, you know, what we were doing over here. And it's not easy. You look at our team, you know, 15 years average direct whiskey making experience. If you were going to recruit away some of that top talent from big companies where they have great pensions, and some of these folks have spent 10, 15, 20 years there, you have to not only provide the compensation package, but you've got to be able to show them what the opportunity is here. And that's how we've recruited everybody. They're having a good time working here. I mean, and that's how we're building our culture.
And all that culture, I'm just going to change topics a little bit and ask you, David, the volume that you're producing here of product is phenomenal. You told me you quadrupled the production capability since you started, all of 2 years ago. That, I guess, is a reflection of demand and a reflection of your ability to ramp up.
It's both. It is, and it's about, you know, the concept worked, you know, the program worked, and continuing to expand it. And we ramped up to 6.8 million proof gallons, which makes us about, you know, the 7th, 8th largest bourbon company in the world, all things kind of equal at the moment. But that growth has been, you know, obviously very, very fast. And so, you know, it's really been about attracting the right customers and making sure that we were building the program based on them, because their brands are a reflection of us and vice versa, which is why it is exclusive.
All right, well, Carolyn, we got to wrap it up here, but this has been a great experience.
Well, we may have to wrap up the segment, but we are going to stay and enjoy our surroundings a little bit, right? Can we, Dan? Please? Oh my gosh, this thing's melting in front of us, though. It's so delectable. I just want to thank everybody here. Thanks, David, for hosting us at the Barstown Bourbon Company. We have enjoyed our visit.
Well, thank you very much. We're thrilled that you're here. And please spread the word and come back anytime. We're very excited about what we're doing here.
Thank you, Chef.
Rick Redding has his ear to the ground on Louisville news, issues, and media. Get a new episode every Thursday at louisville.am.
And we are back in Bardstown with Eat, Drink, Talk, the only podcast dedicated to restaurants and bars in Louisville, and now in Bardstown.
Yeah, are you sure you can lead the segment after 18 cocktails and mocktails and boozy milkshakes?
I don't know if we might have to stay here a while.
Okay.
This part of the show, we always talk about the stuff that's going on in Louisville. I don't want people to be misled into thinking that everything's about Bardstown here. We've got a bunch of stories to talk about.
We do.
And you had a conversation, I guess, with one of our former guests, Chef Danielson.
Yes.
He's doing something interesting.
Yeah. I mean, he's remaining, by the way. He's staying at Churchill Downs as executive chef, David Danielson. But he's had his eye on the Old Street Stone Inn for 3 years now, and it just wasn't the right time for him to buy it. And he finally made the leap. And it opens in early fall, and he's using it as a kitchen to test things that they may use, they may not, at Churchill Downs. But really, I think what it all boils down to is there are some, you know, his hands are tied a little bit because he works for Levy's and Churchill Downs, so sometimes Chef can't do what Chef wants to do.
Well, you got to make things for 6,000 people, and sometimes you want to just make things for, like, the dinner crowd at night.
Yeah.
The Old Stone Inn. There's a lot of places like Old Stone Inn around Kentucky, and people would be wise to visit. There's one right here near here. You know the old Talbot Tavern?
Yes, I have been there.
So it's right here in Barstown.
Well, have you been to the Old Stone Inn, though? I mean, it's an old stagecoach and tavern from way, way, way back. And it's, you know, as you're heading into Shelbyville.
It's a really great place. They have great Christmas displays. I've been there many times.
He's bringing over his chef de cuisine from River House is going with him, by the way, to lead the charge over there in the kitchen. And, you know, one of the things he said, though, about Churchill Downs is it's seasonal. So he always lost good people. And now he can keep his good people because there's consistency. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited.
Yeah, you know, it's great to see, and you know, as we build up our list of people who have been on the show,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's always good to see what they're doing when they make a positive change. So that's really something.
Now, for my eat of the week, I went to Nooshnosh. You know, I had never been to Nooshnosh. I've been to the Bistro.
Speaking of people who've been on our show, it's
yes.
one of my favorite places.
Yeah, and Chef came to the table, by the way. And I wanted to tell you, his health is good right now. He's doing well. And I told him we were sending him good energy and love. And he had a smile that could light up a Christmas tree. He was feeling pretty good dancing around that dining room.
Yeah, with Maria, his big red oven.
With Maria, yes. He named his oven. That is correct. I had a flatbread brisket pizza. And I had a really great Greek salad that was so fresh. And the little secret ingredient in it was dill.
There you go.
Yeah. How about you? Where were you eating this week?
Oh, you know, we talked last week. I was having the anniversary dinner with your good friend Bobby over at Butchertown Grocery.
Yeah.
You know, I'd been in there before, but never had the full-on meal. And I ordered barbecue shrimp, and it was just, the flavor was just jumping at it.
What did your lady love order? Paula's his lady love.
Well, she...
They're back together.
Well, gosh, she had...
You don't remember? That's weak sauce.
Of it, but we shared a vegetable plate that was just all fresh vegetables from a farm with spices in it. The basically tastiest vegetable plate I've ever had.
Tastiest vegetable plate. I don't hear those words in a sentence very often, like tastiest vegetable plate. Yeah, I know. Can I brag on you a second?
Yeah.
So my co-host is like strutting around. He by the way, he drove us to this awesome place in Bardstown, but by the way, thanks for being my driver. But anyway, he's strutting around. He's like, "Do you notice anything different?" No, not really. He's like, "Well, what about now?" And he's like kind of shaking his butt around. I'm like,
"Well, I did something I haven't done since I was in my 20s.
In your 20s, he bought a size 32 waist jeans. After this Heiser diet of how many weeks or months?
Well, I started in March. I'm down from like 229 to 193.
And that's hard to do when you do a food podcast.
Well, I can't keep drinking these milkshakes.
Yeah. Well, you only had a few sips. But anyway, you're looking good, Rick. Looking good.
It's all fun. I want to talk about a story that I was, I saw, I think, in Insider Louisville. I'm not sure. I saw it in the local media. You've probably never been to T. Eddie's on Logan Street.
No.
No.
Have you been to T. Eddie's on Logan
Street? Kind of a shady place.
Is it okay.
But there's news coming there. The owner of Four Pegs, which...
I like Four Pegs.
Okay, you've been there.
Yeah.
Is opening a brewery. Like this.
Okay, cool.
The brewery.
Okay.
So there's going to be one called The Atrium right there at on Logan Street. And it's... I only have experience there. There's a music studio right next door, and I interviewed the guy from the Quiet Hollers there one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shady place.
Yeah. What makes it shady?
Well, I don't know. It's just...
Does it just feel shady?
It does.
Okay.
I've never been into Yetis, I have to admit, but I see people loitering outside it.
Uh-huh.
It's just a neighborhood joint, but...
Ooh, I just had another little nip of that collaboration bourbon.
It's really awesome. I did some other things. I went out Saturday night, and I went to Naive.
Yeah.
You know, because we were down in Butchertown, and we're looking for a place to go. We went up to the Alexander's,
mm-hmm.
which is the new bar at Copper and King's.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. You need to go up there just for the view.
at Copper and Kings?
Yes.
Okay.
It overlooks the city. It's the best view in the city. And it also overlooks the new soccer stadium construction.
All right. Put me down.
It'll be cool.
I'll be your plus one. Okay.
So we walked a block down the street to Naive. Guess who was there? You'll never guess.
I'll never guess. How about Louisville's mayor?
The mayor was there.
Oh!
Some guy looked like the Dalai Lama.
Okay.
And they stopped in.
Did they have the avocado toast?
I don't know what they had.
Okay. You didn't stalk them properly?
I didn't.
See, I would have stalked them.
Hello.
Okay.
You know, me and the mayor are on a hello,
your
know you basis.
First name basis. Does he like you?
I think so.
Okay, that's good.
He's gotten over, you know.
Some of the things you've written about him in the past? See, he likes me. We're pals.
Exactly. Well, I guess before we conclude the segment, we're talking about the biggest thing in Louisville history this week. It's actually happening today on Monday. Kentucky International Convention Center.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, it's about damn time.
It is.
All right.
It is. It's fun to drive by there and, like, not have a giant fence surrounding the place like it was a prison or something.
Yeah, good.
It is open. It's spectacular. I wanted to go to the grand opening this morning, but...
This is better.
This is better.
Yeah, hands down.
But in terms of the impact on the city, that is going to be something. And all those restaurants around, like at 4th Street Live and downtown restaurants, they're all going to certainly benefit from that.
You know what else opened?
What?
The cereal box.
You're not a fan.
Dude, have you... I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
You got to go in there before you become not a fan.
Who? Why do I have to go to a restaurant to eat cereal?
Well, you're not a millennial. That's why.
Oh, because now I'm not cool enough to go to the cereal box?
Enough to want cereal at a restaurant.
Well, anyway, I'm going to leave it alone. I don't, like, what do they serve? Cereal and cereal treats? Why would anybody go to a restaurant to eat cereal?
You know, they opened a while back and in a different location and closed.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're opening again. It's right there next to Heart and Soy and Roots there on Barstown Road.
Yeah.
If you ever want to get a bowl of cereal.
Well, I'm afraid to go in there now that I've said that. But.
You with a target on your back.
Exactly. They're going to boycott Eat, Drink, Talk.
Oh, no, not
yeah. Well, I got to give one more shout out before we go.
Okay.
So I went to the Shelbyville Horse Show over the weekend. The bourbon's flowing. Listen, honestly, here's why I want to give it a shout out. Now, I went because I ride American Saddlebreds. So I appreciate these high-stepping athlete horses and the work that it takes to ride one. That's why I went. But I was pleasantly surprised at the hundreds of people that go to the horse show to support it because it's such an economic shot in the arm for Shelby County and Shelbyville. And so there were hundreds of people that knew nothing about the horses, like my husband, who didn't know a trot from a canter from a slow gate to a rack, which I tried to explain to him, but he still was like, what? Okay. But anyway, they did such a nice job, and the bullet bourbon was the bourbon of choice at the Shelbyville Horse Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should have had collaboration.
Now I think that we should introduce them to collaboration.
That would be the
right
thing to have.
Support your...
I will say it's $125 over there in the gift shop.
Yeah, but it's worth it. I mean, like, once you taste it, you're like, yeah, that's worth a special bottle that you bring out on special occasions on your bar. So the time, we should do the website, because I don't want to forget... bottleandbar.com? Bottle and Bond. Sorry, Bottle and Bond. That's what happens. Yep, here we go. Just in case. Bottleandbond.com. The restaurant is open daily from 11 to 5 for lunch, and then they're all open Thursday through Saturday for dinner.
Starters here.
The fish tacos, though, I think.
What's the best entree, David? David's still hanging out with.
The cast iron fried chicken is a double dipped buttermilk. Oh, God, that looks good. We didn't try that, but we also have the porterhouse, which two people could eat that easily. Dry age, bourbon steak sauce, arugula, lemon vinaigrette. Yeah, they have a lot of beef. It's great. And then salads that are fresh and tasty.
It's a high class restaurant, I think. Like, I went to Butcher John Grocery, and the bill was pretty steep.
Yeah.
Walked out of there. But down here, you get a great experience, and it's not like New York prices.
Did you see who sauntered in while we were eating our food? The Willett family.
Oh, okay.
So everybody, you know,
is the place to be.
Yeah, it kind of is. Kind of happening. All right. Final thoughts?
Well, we're going to wrap it up on Eat Drink Talk. Our website, eatdrinktalk.net. Follow us on Twitter at Eat Drink Talk Lou. And we'll probably, I guess, be back in the studio. This has been fun taking it on the road.
I think we should do it again. We definitely should take it to 4th Street Live. They are the title sponsor of our show. And you want to go to Nelly? I would love to see you at Nelly.
I'd love to be at Nelly. I don't know why, but...
I would love to see you at... we're going. We're going to Nelly.
Well...
And I'm going to video you...
The karaoke at the...
Oh, I'll sing all day long. You know I'm not shy.
You got to try it. You know, they had... preliminaries. You know, the final of the karaoke thing is at the Iroquois Amphitheater.
Yes. Yeah, I've already missed it. Well, listen, one more thank you to the Bardstown Bourbon Company. They were wonderful, wonderful hosts. And, I mean, literally, that was just
pretty awesome.
5 stars.
Awesome thing. We'll take it on the road.
Now it's time for your cup of coffee and a drive back to Louisville. But everyone, thank you. Thanks to 4th Street Live and Louisville. Keep eating, drinking, and talking with Carolyn and Rick.
Catch up on the city's restaurant scene every day by visiting eatdrinktalk.net. Yep.